This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to be Mix. I know Red Baron from Des Moines is. Red Baron, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Red Baron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What type of sauce is typically on Eggs Benedict?
Hollandaise.
Correct. What Jewish holiday is currently happening right now?
Passover.
Yes. Scared of Fear and React Respond are songs off what Pearl Jam album?
10.
No.
Pass.
How many teams did the NFL have when it first started?
8.
No.
10.
Correct. Who played Claire in the 80s romantic comedy The Breakfast Club?
Ally Sheedy, Molly Ringwald.
Molly, yes. What is the largest selling rum brand in the U.S.?
Cardi.
Yes. What country is Avril Lavigne from?
Canada.
Correct. Ruby Red and Pomelo are both types of what fruit?
Grapefruit.
Yes. In Toy Story, what is the name of Woody's best friend?
Buzz Lightyear.
Correct. YouTube was created in what mid-2000s year?
2003, 2004, 2005.
2005, yes.
Ooh.
Red Baron, you got 9 correct.
Oh, wow.
He's going to get that other one correct, though. He loves Pearl Jam.
He will definitely get that one right.
I think Taryn has a question real quick.
I do. I have a question for Red Baron.
Sure.
Is it? Do you pronounce it Des Moines with an S on the end?
I switch on my mood.
I feel like there's no concise answer.
What did you say?
He switches on his mood.
Oh, I like that.
I don't feel like there's a right or wrong way. I just, you know, I was just curious.
Maybe if you're feeling sassy, add the S.
I believe you are correct. There's always to say it.
Everything is right.
Des Moines and Des Moines. Or, and then Des Moines?
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
They all work.
Okay.
Just say yes to that. It's like whenever I go to a hotel and they try and pronounce my last name, I always just say yes.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, why aren't you correcting them? I'm like, why? Why do I need to have that conversation with them? It's they're not going to need to know that in the next day.
No.
Like it's unimportant information.
They would never forget your last name, Steve. What are you talking about? Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
What type of sauce is typically on Eggs Benedict?
Hollandaise.
Correct.
Trash.
What Jewish holiday is currently happening right now?
Passover.
Yes. Scared of Fear and React Responds are songs off what Pearl Jam album?
The album that came out on Friday that's better than Taylor Swift's, Dark Matter.
Wow, yes. How many teams did the NFL have when it first started?
6.
No.
9.
No.
10.
Yes. Oh, who played Claire in the 80s romantic comedy The Breakfast Club?
Molly Ringwald.
Correct. What is the largest selling rum brand in the U.S.?
Captain Morgan?
No.
Bacardi?
Correct. What country is Avril Lavigne from?
Canada.
Yes. Ruby Red and Pomelo are both types of what fruit?
Grapefruit.
Yes. In Toy Story, what is the name of Woody's best friend?
Stiffy?
No.
Wow.
Oh, I get it.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yes. YouTube was created in what mid-2000s year?
YouTube 2004.
No.
2005?
Yes. Oh, and with time to spare. Look at Mr. Miggs. You got a perfect 10, which is a win 10-9.
Oh, Red Baron, what a matchup.
We are 2-2-2 with 2 points separating us total.
Deuces all around, baby.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Des Moines.
Wow, I have nothing to go over because you got them all correct.
You're welcome.
That was pretty impressive.
But can we just circle back to Hollandaise? It's delicious.
It's the best.
It's too much.
It's literally the best breakfast ever.
It's not bad. Hollandaise sauce is good.
You said trash.
Because they put too much on it. It's like when you overdo it. For me, hot take. Hollandaise is only good in like a little dollop there.
Remember, we're also dealing with the guy who dips his pretzels in nothing, so.
Yeah, it's fair.
Maybe I just enjoy things how they're meant to be. I don't need extra sauce to like dilute my taste.
Sauce is everything. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Sarah blew our mind earlier this morning. I did not realize at Subway they're just selling giant-ass pretzels.
Yeah.
I thought they had pretzel bread, and you know, pretzel day is on Friday. It's a big day in my world.
You're like the spokesman.
And they got like big giant pretzel sticks.
A foot long pretzel?
Yes.
And they're soft?
I mean, they have a churro. Yeah, it's a soft. And look, there's a picture on the website with it dipping in cheese.
Yeah, of course.
So there's a foot long pretzel.
There's 4 sticks, only one's going in the cheese.
Well, you got to take turns. You can't dip all the sticks at once.
I like that. That's your argument. Yeah. The other 3 are just left alone.
Oh, wait. So they have a pretzel, a churro, and a big-ass cookie.
We need to go to Subway.
Yes, they're from
footlongs?
Auntie Anne's footlong pretzels, Steve, and you're an Auntie Anne dude, so what are you doing?
I'm going to Subway today.
Eat fresh. The NFL draft starts tonight, so we will be catching up with Seahawks great John Ryan after the Foo Fighters.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
This evening, the NFL draft will kick off, and everybody around these parts is very excited to see what this will mean for our Seattle Seahawks.
Who will the Seahawks pick with the number 16 pick?
It's a new era. We have hope.
Yep.
And we also have a Seahawks legend on the line right now.
Hell yeah.
We're chatting with John Ryan. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great, dude. It's great to see you last week over at Dino's in Renton.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys coming by. It was a very special day for me and Sarah being able to retire as a Seahawk. Meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to me. You guys have come by.
Dude, how cool is it also when that happened? And then the Seahawks, not only you had this great moment where you got to go there, sign the contract, and retire as a Seahawk. And I go on social media, man, and it was just wall-to-wall awesome moments of John Ryan being shared on the social media pages. And I was like, man, I got fired up for you.
Yeah, no, it was really special to see all that and see the love that I got from the 12s and from the organization. It, as I said, it just really meant a lot to me.
And I also love the story about which player was it again that brought you the cigars?
Julian Love.
Julian Love. That was such a great moment. I saw the video they finally posted on the social media pages. And there he is in the moment when he pulls out those cigars that he was hiding behind his back. The look on your face was just great. You're like, we're cool, right?
Yeah, ultimately, it's a great lesson for everyone. You know, I didn't like what he did after the game, smoking cigars in the locker room. And I called him out on Twitter, and he doubled down and said he didn't think he did anything wrong. And it just shows you don't have to get in a big fight over things. You know, he came up to me and, you know, presented me with some cigars as a gift, and we laughed and we hugged it out. And, you know, it didn't have to be into a big fight or anything. So it was a pretty cool moment.
So how were the cigars? Did you try them yet?
I've not tried them yet. You know, I am a cigar smoker, so they are on reserve right now, but they will be smoked soon.
I mean, great if you said, I just threw them in the trash.
I wouldn't do that.
So, John, tonight's a big night for us Seahawks fans. And full disclosure, I'm a huge Seahawks fan, but I would never lie to someone and say, I know, I'm just a fan that enjoys watching the game. I know nothing about the sport. And I have no idea who they should be picking. Obviously, there's many, many issues or many positions of concern. For you, how do you look at the draft for tonight for the Seahawks? And are you paying... I mean, now that you're freshly retired as a Seahawk, are you paying attention to what's going to happen with the team?
I'm paying attention, definitely. But in the draft, I mean, to be honest with you, no one really knows what's going to happen. You know, we have, the 16th pick right now, and you should be able to get a pretty good player at the 16th pick. But you can also get a player like Cam Chancellor or Richard Sherman in the fifth round. You don't realize they're a good pick for 2 years, you know. So people will get upset about the draft or grade the draft. But honestly, no one really knows until, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road.
When it comes to making picks, I'm pretty not knowledgeable when it comes to the draft. But how long does a team have to make their selection?
I think it keeps on changing. I think it sounds like 7 minutes now or something like that. It used to be like 30 minutes or something back in the day. It used to drag on forever. Now that they've had it more of a make it more of a show rather than just a bunch of NFL executives in a boardroom, it's more made for TV now. So it comes up a little bit more fast and furious and. It's a little bit better to watch, even though I think it's still pretty boring to watch.
Dude, the part that always gets me is with the first pick. They're like, all right, the Chicago Bears are now on the clock. I'm like, they're on the clock. They had the first pick.
You've been on the clock for 4.5 months. You know?
Right.
I think they do that just in case some kind of crazy blockbuster trade offer comes in at the 11th hour or something like that. But really, it always cracks you up because they've literally had 4 months to think about it. You know exactly who you're taking. If you don't, then you should fire everyone in the boardroom.
Right. I'm like, this is the dumbest amount of time we have to wait for this. Yeah. Like they should be able to be like, oh, you know what? We don't need any time. We're just going to make the pick already.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I have a stupid question for you. I don't know how it is as a player. Do the players keep tabs of, like, are you guys, when you're playing, watching the draft, and when it all ends, are you fired up if they don't draft somebody in your position?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember in my 13 years in the NFL, I don't remember ever watching the draft. I might have, poked my nose in for a few minutes here or there, but I don't remember ever really paying attention to it until the last year when I knew they were going to draft the punter, and then I paid a little bit more attention to it, even though I was in the bar when they drafted Michael Dixon. But
did you order a shot real quick after that? You're like, ah, crap.
It was tequila shots from me and my buddy real quick after that. We were in Houston, ready to go to Astros game. I still remember it. But yeah, you kind of just looked at the draft real quick after to see if anyone from your position was drafted. I think I've talked to other guys that kind of do the same thing. I know it's a little bit different for me because as a punter, there's only one punter on the roster. So if they draft the punter, you're screwed. Whereas, if the Seahawks drafted a receiver in 2014, Doug Baldwin wasn't going anywhere. You know, there's a lot of positions on the team for receivers and running backs. So in my position, as soon as they drafted a punter, I knew I was screwed.
But we hear sometimes like rumors of like back in the day, like where I don't know if they're true or not, but you hear these stories where Russell Wilson was upset if the team was like looking at a player that they were going to draft. So do you think certain players do get kind of butthurt even if they know that they still have the spot, but like, oh crap, you're bringing someone in? Yeah.
100%. I've seen it many times that, you know, drafting, I won't say his name, but I remember that we drafted a running back, and I remember our backup running back, the third-string running back, was just absolutely ticked off at the time. And I think that, you know, I remember John Schneider saying one time, like, they're the quarterback, and we have a late-round draft pick. Like, why are you going to look at this quarterback? You know, we have Russell Wilson. He goes, well, you know, back in 2003, we had the 24th pick, and a guy named Aaron Rodgers fell to us, and we never thought we'd give him a 24. But because we looked at him, we checked him out, we were able to, you know, properly evaluate him, and we drafted him. So, you know, you never know who's going to fall to who, so you have to do your due diligence with everybody.
We're talking with John Ryan, the Seahawks legend. And, you know, we're actually in the process of maybe putting together a little bit of a draft drinking game. That we want to be able to share this on social media, and we kind of feel like we need your help to round it out.
Who better, a guy who loves to drink and a guy who knows football?
Every time they boo Roger Goodell, you drink.
Oh, that's a good one.
Drunk by the end of the first round, I can promise you that.
Okay, we're adding that. Some other ones we put on here, a player cries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love a crying player. You see a 300-pound man crying, it warms my heart.
Of course, you got the player that will thank his mom.
Yes, that's another good one. You're going to be pretty drunk by midway through the first round.
What about kissing a significant other, or a wife, or a girlfriend, or even a family member?
Yeah, right now, your drinking game sounds like the first five picks, and everyone's in bed. Like,
yes.
Your drinking game's not going to last long, I don't think, at this pace.
We're trying to get people really hammered, John.
What about matching shirts?
Like, pardon me?
Matching shirts. Do sometimes, like, the families and people that are hanging out together, do they wear matching shirts?
Like they're going to a luau?
Like everyone wears like a "We Love You Mike" shirt or something like that.
Yeah, maybe some matching outfits. Okay. Throw that in there.
I like that.
Well, we're going to put this together, Rockaholics, and you can feel free to text us too, 206-803-ROCK, if you have any suggestions for our draft drinking game, carefully curated with the help of John Ryan.
You got one more for us, John Ryan, for the draft drinking game?
No.
Okay, fine.
John, thank you.
Everyone's probably lubricated by now by this point.
That's true. They're already blacked out by the pilot. John, you're the best, man. Thank you so much. And once again, congratulations on the retirement with the Seattle Seahawks. It was well-deserved. And I'm really enjoying all the love that you're getting, not only from the team, but all the fans as well.
Well, thanks, Lad. I really appreciate that. It was something very special to me.
Awesome. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
You bet.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it! And if so, you could win season passes for the Washington Wolfpack of the Arena Football League at Angel of the Winds Arena. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show!
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown.
Let's play Hook or Shook.
Please sign this waiver before we continue.
Thank you.
We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny is going to play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for season passes to the Washington Wolfpack of the Arena Football League at nice. Angel of the Winds Arena. Their very first game is happening next weekend, Rockaholics. This morning, our contestant is Bart in Ferndale. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
So you have to get both songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, and this is where you can get shook, a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not...
Come on, Steve.
Hey. He's already pulling for you. If not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get those tickets. So let's see who you are playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right, it's on Sarah. Right now it's on me, but I believe you're going to be stuck with a very good option. Also, T-Dog herself, Taryn Daly.
Bart, I think we can do this.
Go, Taryn.
Yeah, yes. That's what I thought you said originally. All right, Bart, are you ready for your clip?
Let's do it.
Oh.
Ooh, that's tough. Try it again.
You know, I'd be screwed.
I can help you.
Yeah. Okay, give me something.
Okay.
I'm sure once I know it, it's going to be, it'll sound so clear as day in my headphones, but right now it makes no sense.
Your face is amazing, Steve.
It's like I just smell some foul feet.
The band has a very popular album called Slippery When Wet.
Oh, I love it. Now it all makes sense.
80s, 80s song.
The drummer have both hands?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
The lead singer has great hair and great teeth. The band's name is the lead singer's name.
I don't know.
They also have a song. Halfway there. Living on a prayer. It's that bad.
But that's not the song. So is that Bon Jovi?
Yes.
Okay, now song name.
Okay, so the song name, if you were going to kill someone, you would aim for the...
Oh, Shot to the Heart.
That's not the name of the song, but...
You'd love a bad name.
That's fine. Not like this game is full of integrity as it is.
I'm giving it to him because Taryn gave the worst clue ever for the name of the song.
And disturbing. That's where you went with that?
Well, this is one of the, like, that's the lyric, you know?
That is true. You let him down the wrong path.
I did kind of leave him.
So he does deserve the tickets for that.
I'm always terrible with the name of songs, anyhow.
All right, Taryn, are you ready?
I don't know.
You got this, Taryn. Oh, man.
Let's play it again just for fun. I'm going to do a high kick like David Lee Roth. That would be Jump by Van Halen. Bart, are you a big football fan? Are you excited about this Arena Football League? The Washington Wolfpack?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Their season is, I think, just the months of May and June.
Hell yeah.
They've got like maybe 6 home games, something like that.
Tie us over until the NFL season starts up. Of course, we got the draft tonight. Very exciting time for football fans in the Pacific Northwest.
And you're looking great in your Hawks gear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love the vintage, the retro jerseys. That's my favorite.
Throwback Thursday, baby.
Yep.
The Seattle Kraken have a new TV deal, and you will now be able to watch the games on King 5 and Kong. We are going to chat with Nick Olichuk from the Seattle Kraken after Weezer.
The Daily Migs Show.
Now, I don't know about you, Steve Migs, but I have experienced in the past a frustrating Seattle Kraken season because I couldn't watch a lot of the games due to the streaming services that I had at the time. But we just learned some really big news today.
We were so fired up this morning when we heard the news that King 5 is now going to be the home and the official TV partner of the Seattle Kraken. That also means that all the games will be on Kong. Some of the games will be on King 5. Also, some games are going to be on Prime as well for Prime members. So there's lots of ways for people who did not have Root Sports to now be able to enjoy the Seattle Kraken. And I'm very fired up because he's going to be back with the team as well. A bunch of the broadcasters that were part of the team last season are going to be back as well. But we've got Nick Olchek on the phone with us. And Nick, you know I love your analysis for the Seattle Kraken, and it's awesome getting to chat up with you again.
Oh, Steve, thanks a lot for having me. It's a pretty huge day in terms of obviously the broadcast, but kind of I think what this means in the greater scheme of things. For those who don't know, all games that are not nationally televised, that means teams in the National Hockey League can have up to 13 games broadcasted by the national rights holders, which is either ESPN or TNT. So that leaves 69 games. Now, they don't have to take all 13, but they can take up to 13 to be national. So in some cases, that would mean 69 games if they were to take all 13. 69 games would be on Kong with a select number of games simulcasted on King 5, but all games streamed on Amazon Prime, which is the first time that a National Hockey League team has directly partnered with a streaming service. So really groundbreaking in that regard. And look, I mean, we got to give a huge thanks to Tegna, have been a massive part of putting this together. Obviously, Amazon Prime as well. And I'd be remiss to if we did not recognize Roots Sports and everything that they've done for the Kraken. Look, three incredible years. I was fortunate enough to be part for the last two. They do things the right way. They have incredible people headed by John Bradford, the executive producer over there, and all of those awesome folks, camera people, editors, producers, directors that really did an incredible job as best they could bringing Kraken hockey to as many people as they could. But some incredible news. And look, we just want to get the product in front of as many people as we possibly can, and this will certainly put Kraken hockey in front of more eyes and in a lot more homes.
We are chatting with Nick Olchek from the Seattle Kraken, and you are the host of Signals from the Deep podcast. Out of curiosity, did you have an inkling? How long did you maybe know that there was rumblings that something big like this was going to go down?
Well, I mean, obviously you knew with how the current climate with where cable's been kind of going, and you know, maybe folks not wanting to pay as much, not being able to pay as much. And so, you know, the team had been working on this, and I think the one thing that the Kraken do so well is that they really honestly, and I'm not just saying this because I'm employed by them, but they really do have their ear to the ground from what the fans want, from what season ticket holders want, from what fans want, and how they want to watch and when they want to watch the games. So as far as the specifics go, that is way, way, way above my pay grade, if I'm being totally honest. But let's just say, you know, this is a significant deal. This is something that is not just, it doesn't just take a week or a month to put together. So all of the folks at the Kraken, the front office, ownership, and everybody in the departments that make these types of things work, were hard at work. And tip of the cap goes to all the folks who at Amazon Prime, at Tegna, and at the Kraken, who were able to make this beautiful deal come into fruition.
And we're talking with Nick Olchek. And Nick, I got to say, a lot of people are fired up also on social media. There was a little bit of a fear. People were wondering, is John Forsling going to stay with the Seattle Kraken? There was talks of maybe even going to Boston, and understandably so. But, you know, we were all prepping like we're going to get bad news. And then this news came out. It said you're going to be back. John Forsling's going to be there as well. JT Brown, your pops, Eddie Olchek's going to be there too. Allison Lucan. So that made a lot of Kraken fans very happy. I do truly believe that we have the best broadcasting group from both during the play-by-play and color commentary to then also what you're doing with the analysis in between periods. Growing up being a huge fan of hockey, I've always marveled at how great Root Sports put together that team, and I'm so happy so many of you are going to be sticking together for this next step with King 5.
Yeah, that's very kind. And look, for as much as it warms my heart to hear you say that and to hear other fans say how much they enjoy the broadcast, to be able to be part of it is really a dream come true. Because I grew up listening to Johnny Forsling. I don't mean to make him sound a little older, but I mean, you know, I grew up watching him and listening to him. And that's why when I've had a couple of instances to be able to work between the benches during games, I pretty much think I know his cadence secondhand and can kind of have an idea as when he's going to take a breath, so I can jump in there and just the excitement level that he brings to every game, whether it's 5-0 for or against the Kraken, whether it's a tight game late in the season with playoff implications, he always rises to the occasion. He's always incredibly prepared he is going to go in the Hall of Fame. There is no question. So to be able to work with him and to have him as part of the Kraken now is really a special thing. And for JT, look, played in the National Hockey League a long time, and he's got endless information and just one of the very best guys. And working with Allison and to see how she sees the game and to be able to work with her really has been an incredible honor too. And look, I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, being able to work with my hero, being able to work with the person that is my role model in every sense of life, my dad, is incredible, and it's something that I never take for granted, and is extremely special for me and for our family. So to have everybody back in the mix is really incredible, and we're just we're ecstatic to get into this new chapter and to continue to bring the same consistent, entertaining, and explaining product of helping our fans learn the game, and be entertained, but knowing that there is still a lot of room for growth as we try to get better in every area of the broadcast.
And Nick, real quick, I have to ask you, because I mean, obviously the season didn't end how we'd hoped. But, I mean, there's still a lot of bright spots that happened during this season. What do you look forward to for next season? What do you think, as Kraken fans, what are we expecting? Do you think there's going to be any big shakeups with the team, or is there certain things that you think they're missing in order to make this team be the team that could make a push in the playoffs next season?
Well, the Kraken were the only team whose defense were in the top 10 of the entire National Hockey League, and they did not make the playoffs. So that tells me defensively, though there were some games where they struggled, for the vast majority over 82 games, the defense was strong. So that doesn't mean you can't bolster it. Doesn't mean that you're just going to sit idle. So we'll see what general manager Ron Francis does. But I think the one thing that a lot of the players and Dave Haxtell, the coach, and Ron Francis had said in their exit meetings for the postseason media was, offense. And and sometimes this team went through some stretches where they were snake bit and they just couldn't find a way to score. It didn't have a fully healthy lineup really until mid-February. And the start that they got off to really put them in a hole where they didn't get back to .500 until after Thanksgiving. So I think there's a lot there. But to keep building off of the great defensive season, the really solid defensive season that they had, goaltending, if it's Grubauer and Joey Decord moving forward, that's a hell of a tandem, because Joey's announced himself as a National Hockey League goaltender. Philip Grubauer is a Stanley Cup winner, and we all know what he did last year, the year before this last year, in the playoffs. But I do think offense will be one thing that the team looks to add or looks to continue to evolve and grow as we go into next year. And there's still a lot of very positive things to look forward to aside from just the new locations of the broadcast. You got Shane Wright, who I think is taking big steps in his game. Riker Evans, what a year for him to be able to come in and announce himself as a National Hockey League player, and some of the other young guns too. So I think there's plenty to be excited about. And I love the summer, but I also hate the summer. I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs, chomping at the bit to when can I work again? So I'm just as excited as everybody else. Really appreciate you guys having me on, and man, oh man, I'm already pumped for Kraken hockey come October.
Same here, man.
Nick Olczyk, analyst for the Seattle Kraken, thank you so much for joining the Daily Mig Show this morning, and let's go Kraken.
And congratulations.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Take care.
Rockaholics, people are calling 911 because of noisy insects. Which insects are they? We're going to tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Mig Show.
There's a sheriff's office in South Carolina that has had to ask people to stop calling 911 to file noise complaints about a weird roaring sound that just ended up being cicadas.
They're all over the place now.
If you're not aware of what a cicada sounds like, this is what it sounds like.
That is loud.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
Yeah, but I'd be pretty annoyed if I'm a 911 dispatcher. I'm like, just leave me alone.
Like a way bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, yeah.
So my son is pretty obsessed with bugs in general, and I was telling him about cicadas, and we watched some videos about them, and then he now has retained some fun facts about cicadas that he wanted to share. Oh. Barrett, tell me about cicadas. What's something funny about cicadas?
They pee really fast and are the animal.
They pee faster than all the animals?
Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Even an elephant?
Yes!
And then there was a guitar, and then he strummed the guitar.
Yes!
This is chaos at your house. I learned something new about cicadas. Thanks, Barrett.
Cicada chaos. Well, there is plenty to be excited for if you are a Seattle sports fan, even with the Mariners losing yesterday. How so? We're going to tell you during the Daily Migs download after AC/DC.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you
Tips, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here, and he is rocking the Turn Ahead the Clock jersey?
Man, I don't know.
I think the first 15,000 Mariners fans get those tomorrow night at the game. How did you get one early?
Because I know people.
Mm. He turned ahead the clock.
I'm special. I turned ahead the clock.
You are special.
I also can time travel.
It's sweet. It's a Griffey sleeveless jersey, man.
It looks good.
It's the red and black, which, you know, I'm a fan of.
That's your colors right there. Yeah.
Totally.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Speaking of sports, very exciting news. We talked to Nick Olchek, who's one of the broadcast guys for one of the analysts for the Seattle Kraken, to talk about the big announcement that the Seattle Kraken moving to King 5. They're going to be the official TV partner of the Seattle Kraken. Kong is going to carry most of the games. Some of them will be on King 5. Also, some will be on Amazon Prime as well. Pretty crazy stuff. But for a lot of people who are not able to watch the Seattle Kraken, now have a chance to do it next season.
Could not watch them this season, so at least now I have the option.
Hell yeah.
The Texas Rangers beat the Seattle Mariners 5-1 last night. The Mariners left 9 runners on base and were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Up next, Luis Castillo is on the mound for the series finale versus Texas.
Let's hope we get the win. Go back into first place. Oh, tonight, though, big news, big exciting news for us Seattle Seahawks fans as the big draft is happening. It starts at 5 o'clock. You can watch it pretty much everywhere. NFL Network, ESPN. I believe Como 4 is going to cover it as well. But we have the number 16 pick. We'll see if they're going to keep the pick or they're going to trade down like they seem to do a lot of times. But excited to see what the Seattle Seahawks are going to do with this draft pick.
Word.
And In-N-Out Burgers. I'm sorry.
In-N-Out Burger? They're already talking about a second location in Washington State, but it's also far away. East Vancouver. The potential site is about 15 minutes from the first site that they had already made a plan for in Ridgefield.
Ridgefield, yeah.
So, Ryan, when you're making your trips down to Portland, you can bring us home some burgers.
I'll be there tomorrow, but I think I'm a little too soon.
We got the other one, though. Still do that one in Kaiser.
It's in Kaiser. That's a little bit of a haul.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've done it, though.
Hey, the weather's going to be a high of 54 degrees today. It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.